Toomies, and welcome once again to Tombs of Horror. I'm your host, Dustin. As you can see from the title, this is another new segment in this season. It's probably a segment that's going to be pretty rare and not done very often, though, just when I really don't have time to prepare or don't have anything prepared for an episode, like when work's been a fucking shithole like it has been lately. That's the case this time. I didn't really have time to prep and get ready for a full episode like I usually do. So this is probably going to be a very rare segment. But what I'm going to do in it is I'm going to give a few bite-sized reviews of some older movies. Not the length that I usually go to, but there's going to be a few of them whenever I have to do a bite-sized minisode like this. So yeah, let's get into it with 2006 Hatchet.
He didn't know Victor was pressed against the other side. And poor Victor Crowley died. They say people disappear in those woods. And legend has it, if you get close enough to the old Crowley house at night, you can still hear Victor Crowley roaming in the woods, crying for his dead.
Ben and Marcus are in New Orleans during spring break when they decide to go on a boat tour into a supposedly haunted swamp to learn about the local urban legend Victor Crowley. When the boat crashes, Ben, Marcus, and the rest of the tourists are forced to get off the boat since it has crashed, it's slowly starting to sink. Originally laughing off the urban legend, the tour guide tells them about, but someone or something starts to brutally pick them off one by one, and they find that some legends are very real. This is a very gory and blood-spattered little slasher that features horror vets Kane Hodder as Victor Crowley and Robert Englund in a brief cameo appearance, as well as one from Tony Todd. This isn't really anything that we haven't seen done in 100 other slashers already, but it's done well. There is also a good amount of gore and splatter, like I said, to be found. It has some pretty inventive graphic kills, sprinkled with a little bit of black comedy. And this was, of course, followed by three other sequels. So, I give it a 4.5 out of 5. Next up, we have 2004's Hellbreeder.
Life, centuries. It has many names. It is... the Hellbreed.
An evil has woken. Terrifying battle of good and evil.
5 years after her son is murdered, Alice is overcome and fueled with the need to find his killer. When a stranger arrives in town and a string of child murders follow soon after, Alice is convinced she has found a killer. But the truth may turn out to be something less than human. This comes pretty fucking close to walking the line of plagiarism. Stephen King's It more than a few times. And this is a truly horrendous movie. There's not a whole hell of a lot of dialogue in the movie, even though it sounds the opposite from the trailer I just played you. And what's spoken is pretty awful. This movie is barely even horror, and more of a lame-ass drama than anything else, plus slapping a little clown paint on a wholesome 70s crooner Darren Day and making him say fuck doesn't make a good villain. This is a truly, truly dreadful movie. I don't think it's very well known, and there's obviously a fucking reason for that. I've seen it, and it fucking sucks. And obviously I've seen it, or else I wouldn't be doing these fucking reviews. But anyway, I give it a 0 out of 5. Next up, we have 2014's black comedy slash horror, The Voices.
Greatest hair, Tom. In the back.
How are you doing, Jerry?
They like me at work.
Do you want to get a drink?
There's a girl. I like her.
Are you good with cats?
No, the real question is, are cats good with me? Because they pretty much own us.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Sometimes they talk to my pets. And they sometimes talk to me. Sometimes.
I get that.
You're out, you lead.
Shush. Yeah. Shut up, cat.
Do you ever hear her voices?
Not really.
Jerry.
Hey, Fiona.
In her eyes, you're a ridiculous peasant killer. And you will discover what it feels like to be truly alive.
Don't run!
Mr. Whiskers, he makes me do bad things.
You totally stopped taking the pills, didn't you?
Don't.
Well, check and check and check. Tom, I gotta go. Lendly, shoo, lady, drives me crazy.
What you did to me.
I'm so sorry.
Jerry, you're a serial killer.
No, he isn't.
You seem a million miles away.
I got a lot going on right now.
Pretty bad situation, buddy.
Me out of that.
She makes me want to scream.
Complicated inside the human mind, huh? Oh, the best night of my whole life.
Oh, what a fab cracking day to come back.
You're so mysterious. It's cold.
Do you remember last week when you said there is an invisible line that separates good from evil and you thought you crossed it and I said, no, you're a good boy?
Yeah, I remember. So what?
I've changed my opinion.
Jerry is one of those nice guys who finish last, factory workers, who can't ever seem to get the girl, no matter what he does. He meets a new girl that he falls in love with and tells his dog Bosco and Cat Mr. Whiskers about her. When they begin talking back to him and telling him to kill to get what he wants, Jerry comes unhinged. This is a very, very fucking dark, dark comedy slash horror movie with over-the-top gore. Ryan Reynolds was the perfect fit to cast in the role of Jerry. His nerdish sarcasm and self-deprecating humor makes it easy to feel sympathy for his character, even as he begins to spiral deeper into madness and murders people. Some of it doesn't work, however, and some viewers may be put off by the black humor throughout the movie. But it's worth a watch, if even only once. I give it a 3 out of 5. Next up, we have 2009's The Collector. Desperate to get money to protect his estranged wife, ex-con Arkin agrees to break into the home of a rich family and steal a valuable diamond. Unfortunately for him, when Arkin breaks in, he finds the family already being tormented by a sadistic mass killer. What starts out as a generic torture porn Saw ripoff ends up being something much better and much more twisted. This was actually intended to be a prequel of sorts to Saw, but took on a life of its own. From the very start, this movie grabs you by the throat and doesn't let go for one second. It has plenty of suspense as well as plenty of gore and interesting kills. And in the mass killer known as the Collector, we have someone who is arguably one of horror's most vile and sadistic killers. It's actually very good. It's very gory. And it has a bunch of, like I said, it has a bunch of interesting kills. Not the word I'm looking for, but provoked by some pretty nasty fucking traps a la Saw. So, yeah, if it's one you've never seen before, you definitely should. So I give it a 4.5 out of 5. And this was followed by a sequel, 2012's The Collection.
Are seeking answers.
I'm working for a man whose daughter's gone missing. She's all I have. Find her. Was she alive?
Last time I saw her.
I've got 48 hours before she's dead.
You want to find this guy, you got to start at the beginning. You better be prepared. Bring everything you got. Because if he catches you, he's going to make you wish you were dead.
You gotta help us find Elena. You're the only person to see the inside of this hotel and live.
It's built like a maze. The whole place is rigged. He's picking us off. One by one.
After barely surviving the events of the first film, ex-con Arkin is thrust back into the thick of it after a girl who helps him escape the collector's grasp is in return kidnapped by the killer. Forced by a mercenary friend of the girl's family to help them find her, Arkin leads them in an attack to put the collector down once and for all. While The Collector was a good, if slightly derivative, gory, fun little movie, this sequel, while decent, just doesn't really hold a candle to its successor. It's not a terrible movie, mind you. It's just pretty much more of the same. Same basic premise, a higher body count, and equal amounts of gore doesn't necessarily make a good sequel. It's a nice try, though, so I give it a 2.5 out of 5. And that's gonna do it for this week, for this very quick episode. I apologize for that. Like I said, I just really didn't have time to prepare and actually write some shit out. I was actually reading from some very old shit that I had written out, like, literally years ago. So, yeah, that's where I got all that from. But anyway, on Friday, I will have a more thought out episode for y'all, again, like usual. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight. As usual, you can all drop me a line at darksyde9034@gmail.com. This has been Tombs of Horror, and I'm Dustin. See you next time.